Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Anyway, we're talking about things that when I was growing up, what it was like and some of the neat things. And somehow we got on the subject of a mosquito fogger. And as a kid, I ran behind the mosquito truck. How many of y'all did that? That was a neat, Archie, that's what's wrong with me and you. They were spraying DDT, but they would come by almost once a week down Avenue O, because there was a canal there and all the mosquitoes and all. And all the kids in the neighborhood, you'd hear that guy coming. And all this fog coming out, and we get behind it. Now y'all know what's wrong with me. They outlawed that DDT in 1970. We looked it up. And it's so funny, the kids actually, I didn't know you could Google it. I guess you can Google anything. They didn't believe me. You did not? Yes, I did. No, you did not? Yes, you did. Yes, I did. And they Googled it about, and it had all kinds of, now don't you do this in church, wait till you get home. All right? What about run behind mosquito sprayers and trucks and all? And you did, Daddy. No wonder you got brain damage, you know. And all. But anyway, I have no idea how I got on that subject, except let's go back to Hebrews chapter number 7. I really run that one away. Every word of God is pure. He was made higher than the heavens. Verse number 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's? It's talking about the high priest since Aaron in the Levitical order. Before they could offer sacrifices for the people, they had to offer sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners. And then he said, for this he did once, the sacrifice, when he offered up himself. Jesus Christ made that sacrifice for our sins, not for his sin. Why? Because he was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was unstained. But he made that sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what this is saying. And by the way, he did it once. That's a key word. Those priests had to keep going daily. By every day, they had to make sacrifices for themselves. Jesus only had to do it. Why? Because it was sufficient. And there won't be, and he won't never have to do it again. Once and for all, we'll find out later in book Hebrews that term, once for all. But anyway, he did this once when he offered up himself. A big important word, because y'all are Bible students, y'all are Bible scholars. It's the word propitiation. We find it in the book of 1 John, okay? The word propitiation has a dual meaning. It means that he not only was the offering, he was the offerer. Did you catch that? He was the offerer and he was the offering. Only Jesus could do that. He became the propitiation for our sins. He was the offering, he shed blood on Calvary. And we're going to find out in a minute. Okay, we're getting Hebrews chapter number 8, that Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, and I believe he took it to heaven and put it on the altar in heaven, the Holy of Holies, and we'll look at that in just a minute. But he became the offering and the offerer. He became the sacrifice, and this ain't good English, but the sacrificer. Sacrificer. Is that even a word? It is now. Sacrificer. Sacrificer. That's a pretty good word, but you get the point, okay? Once and for all. In verse number 28, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. The law. This is a key, and I got to move on. But the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. They were sinners, but yet they were priests. But the word of oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. The word consecrated means perfected. And I love that word, forevermore. So, said all that. By the way, and I'll get back on my subject here. I didn't even get in Hebrews chapter number 8 yet. True story. Now you know what's wrong with me. Had the kids over this past week on the 4th of July and had a great time. And something was said about when I was young. Yeah, I know. I was born in 1960, okay? Amen, I'm still a young guy. I'm 62. No, I'll be 63 in December. Anyway, we got talking about things that when I was growing up, what it was like and some of the neat things. And somehow we got on the subject of a mosquito fogger. And as a kid, I ran behind the mosquito truck. How many of y'all did that? That was a neat, Archie, that's what's wrong with me and you. They were spraying DDT, but they would come by almost once a week down Avenue O, because there was a canal there and all the mosquitoes and all. And all the kids in the neighborhood, you'd hear that guy coming. And all this fog coming out, and we get behind it. Now y'all know what's wrong with me. They outlawed that DDT in like in 1970. We looked it up. And it's so funny. The kids actually, I didn't know you could Google it. I guess you can Google anything. They didn't believe me. You did not. Yes, I did. No, you did not. Yes, you did. Yes, I did. And they Googled it about, and it had all kinds of, now don't you do this in church. Wait till you get home. All right. What about run behind mosquito sprayers and trucks and all? And you did, Daddy. No wonder you got brain damage, you know. And all. But anyway, I have no idea how I got on that subject, except let's go back to Hebrews chapter number 7. I really run that one away. Every word of God is pure. He was made higher than heavens. Verse number 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. It's talking about the high priest since Aaron in the Levitical order. Before they could offer sacrifices for the people, they had to offer sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners. And then he said, for this he did once, the sacrifice, when he offered up himself. Jesus Christ made that sacrifice for our sins, not for his sins. Why? Because he was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was unstained. But he made that sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what this is saying. And by the way, he did it once. That's a key word. Those priests had to keep going daily. By every day, they had to make sacrifices for themselves. Jesus only had to do it. Why? Because it was sufficient. And there won't be, and he won't never have to do it again. Once and for all, we'll find out later in the book of Hebrews that term, once for all. But anyway, he did this once when he offered up himself. A big important word, because y'all are Bible students, y'all are Bible scholars. It's the word propitiation. We find it in the book of 1 John, okay? The word propitiation has a dual meaning. It means that he not only was the offering, he was the offerer. Did you catch that? He was the offerer and he was the offering. Only Jesus could do that. He became the propitiation for our sins. He was the offering, his shed blood on Calvary. And we're going to find out in a minute. Okay, we're getting Hebrews chapter number 8, that Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, and I believe he took it to heaven and put it on the altar in heaven, the Holy of Holies, and we'll look at that in just a minute. But he became the offering and the offerer. He became the sacrifice, and this ain't good English, but the sacrificer. Sacrificer. Is that even a word? It is now. Sacrificer. Sacrificer. That's a pretty good word, but you get the point, okay? Once and for all. In verse number 28, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. The law is the key, and I got to move on. But the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. They were sinners, but yet they were priests. But the word of oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. The word consecrated means perfected. And I love that word, forevermore.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.